beloved radio friend, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, we come into your presence again by the way of this radio program to continue the ministry of the prophetic word of God in relation to Israel. Today we conclude the message referring to Israel's greatest time of trouble. We have touched upon many scriptures and many others could be touched upon relating to it. But we would read once more the confirming words of our Lord and Savior as he spoke them in Matthew chapter 24 in verses 21 and 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. May God bless the reading of these words. But may I re-emphasize and commend to my every listener the reading of two chapters in Matthew, the 24th and the 25th. If you are concerned to have some understanding and find some knowledge concerning the events at the end of the age, Matthew 24 and 25 are two of the most important scriptures that you may turn to. These words were spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. They refer entirely to the last days ere he comes again. As you read the chapters, you will find the events of which he speaks, unprecedented events of trouble, whether in heaven or on earth, you will find that they consummate by the actual appearing visibly in glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from heaven above. But we are specifically mentioning that for Israel as a nation, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ as their glorious Messiah and King will not be fulfilled until they have gone through this period which we are called from the Word of God, the Great Tribulation. The prophecies of Scripture that we have covered we do not repeat, but many other Scriptures could be given in reference. But we particularly would crown this study by the important words of the Lord Jesus. Tis the Savior himself that agrees with the Old Testament prophets and speaks in the 21st verse of the chapter we have read in Matthew, then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. I wonder if I may impress my listeners with this solemn truth, that he not only agrees with the Old Testament prophets concerning such a period of unequal trouble, but he implies in his words, not only specifically for Israel, but also for the history of the world. Now, we have stated, and we repeat it, this time of trouble will be the most unprecedented period of trouble Israel shall ever know as a nation. But I wish to reemphasize that from the words of the Lord Jesus, this will also be a time of trouble for the whole world. We shall see more regarding the world later in our prophetic messages. But I wish to be reminding to my listeners of the fact, don't think that this is only for Israel. Though Israel, as we have stated, primarily will be the object of trouble and of refining in the purposes of God to bring them into the glory of their nation. But I want to remind you that trouble will be one that shall be universal throughout the whole world. You may corroborate those words from Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. For in the 10th verse of Revelation chapter 3, it is a time of trouble which shall come upon all them that dwell upon the earth, like the prophet St. John. And beloved, How do you like trouble? Well, I'm sure it's not a welcome visitor. But would to God that people would wake up and realize that the world is coming to a time of trouble that it's never known before. And anyone with two good eyes, a listening heart, and a clear mind, and an observant spirit should recognize surely the world is headed for trouble. I'll tell you one thing, the world's headed for hell as fast as I've ever seen it going. But before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back from heaven to the earth to rule over it, the world is going through the greatest time of trouble ever known. Now I want you to follow with me the words of Jesus. Though Israel will be in the center of this fiery trial, in the land of Israel, and the city of Jerusalem, and the people of God, his earthly people, I want you to know what the Lord Jesus said. In verse 22 of our chapter, Matthew 24, except those days should be shortened. Now, it doesn't mean that there's going to be less than 24 hours in the day. But it means there is a short period of duration. And except those days should be limited, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, beloved, may I point out something very, very solemn? Unless those days are specially limited, and they will be according to the word of God, there will be nobody left alive upon the earth. There should no flesh be saved. My beloved radio listener, I wonder if I can impress you with the solemn fact that there are to be such days of trouble that if they were to go longer than the duration and the period allotted by God, there'd be no living persons upon the earth left. Now, one thing is sure. Man has the potential to wipe out the whole human race. And in the days of nuclear physics and science as we now live, everyone should know that. But God will never permit man to destroy the earth and to destroy every living human being. God has reserved that for his own day of judgment. But in the day of that unprecedented time of trouble, it will be so great that unless there is a limited duration, and we shall see something of that later in our studies, there will be no flesh left. Now, beloved, will you agree with me that if these words are true, they must be terrible days, and they will be. You know, my friend, listen. When I read and speak these words to you, there's a deep gratitude in the depths of my soul to God who in his mercy and grace saved me, and awoke my conscience to realize, John, you're going to hell. John, you need to be saved. John, you should find Christ as your Savior before it's too late. Now, beloved, if there's any one thing among many others, but if there's any one thing that should wake your soul from going down to hell, it's to realize the danger. And to realize even the danger this world is facing. My friend, are you saved? But then I wish to repeat what we have said all the way through this series of studies on Israel's greatest crisis, or Israel's greatest time of trouble. I want you to realize what the Savior says. There's going to be an elect remnant. For he says, if those days should be, if they should not be shortened, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now here I want you to recognize again, there will be out of it and through it a godly remnant saved. And the Lord is unquestionably reaffirming for this scripture in Matthew 24. As far as I'm concerned, before the Lord, the context of this scripture is of Jewish background. Not church, Jewish background. And he's telling of the coming tribulation for his earthly people. as well as referring to it being worldwide in its character. But he says there'll be an elect. There'll be an elect company. There'll be an elect number. There'll be some remnant of Israel. And also, thank God, there will be some out of the Gentiles who shall be saved in that period. But they will be a remnant. And we see what we have noted all the way through our study, that Israel as a nation, after pass through the most crucial experience of suffering that they have ever known in their history. But through it, there will be an elect remnant who shall thus be brought out, preserved, to be the nucleus for the coming kingdom of their Lord and Messiah, who will reveal himself to them at his glorious appearing. Oh, my beloved, these are solemn words. But oh, how I wish that the prophetic word of God, with its divine message, could awaken the conscience and arouse the hearts of poor, lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinners. May I quote the words of the psalmist as he wrote them in chapter 9 of the book of Psalms, verse 17, and listen to them carefully. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And beloved, may I state very frankly, I've never seen a time in my little history when I note that the nations are forgetting God. I thought they were forgetting Him 25 or more years ago as I watched conditions. But as I see them today, I am more aware God is left out of everything. And the only ones who think of Him, talk of Him, speak of Him, they are a small remnant, even today. May I assure you there's one way of going to hell, very definitely, and that is to forget God. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. My beloved listener, I want to ask you the question. Are you forgetting God? May the question convict you that it's time to seek the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him right now while He is near. Call upon Him to save you through His beloved Son for His name's sake. Father, bless Christ's spoken word and the truth of it with conviction. Save souls through it. For Jesus' sake, amen.